The Alaska LNG project has filed for an export license with the Department of Energy. The project is an agreement between the state of Alaska and BP, ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, and TransCanada to build a natural gas pipeline from the North Slope to Nikiski. North Slope gas would be transported south, where it could be liquefied for export abroad. Since the proposed pipeline runs straight across the state, there would also be infrastructure in place for domestic gas consumption. Governor Sean Parnell was particularly pleased with this fact.
The filing of the export license application represents a significant step forward on getting Alaska's gas to Alaskans first. I'm very pleased that the Alaska LNG project, the Alaska Gas Line, has made this application. It's a significant step forward for Alaskans.
Other Alaska politicians also expressed their support. Alaska Speaker of the House Mike Chenault said it was another piece of the puzzle to getting Alaska's gas to market, while Alaska State Senator Kathy Giselle called it a game changer for Alaska energy costs. Even U.S. Senator Mark Begich chimed in, saying he would make sure the Obama administration doesn't stand in the way as Alaska moves forward. The application requests that the Alaska LNG project be permitted to export up to 20 million tons of liquefied natural gas per year for a period of 30 years. The terms must now be approved by the U.S. Department of Energy. In Dillingham, I'm Chase Cavanaugh.